Hi, I'm Corey Chambers, your real estate broker and your friend in the business serving all of California with Entar Real Estate and Financial Tech. In a moment, I'll share with you some valuable information about this topic, these two topics. One is your Corey Chambers real estate newsletter for December of 2023 is ready. And in it, we remind you that we are on a mission to raise $25,000 to help the amazing kids at Children's Hospital Los Angeles to fight through and survive serious, debilitating diseases, life-threatening illnesses like cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, leukemia, and lots of other diseases that they treat and cure. Also, our second topic is artificial intelligence is much bigger, much, much bigger, and much more life-changing than what most people realize. And it's also happening much faster than people realize, because at this very moment, artificial intelligence is programming itself. AI is programming itself at a faster and faster rate every day, and being able to program itself in ways that people cannot do and cannot understand. It's a busy Friday afternoon drive home. Lots of noisy trucks here in central Los Angeles. So we're walking the puppy, Zizix, and walking to Elysian Park. I did a lot of walking today because I took the metro to the Arts District for the first time ever. And because the Arts District does not have a metro in the southern part of the Arts District, only there's a metro in the northern part at Tokyo. So I've got to walk through the Arts District, but it was a semi-long walk, not too long. But it's a very good deal. $1.25. It's like the same price it was 20 years ago to take the bus and take the metro. It's a very good deal these days. Very, very, very cheap. Only $1.25. So take a look on the LA Loft blog. On that mission to raise $25,000. We've already given them $5,000 thanks to the help of people like you, customers, listeners, viewers, fans, friends, who helped make that possible to give that $5,000. And so thank you for helping. And anyone you know who's making a move in the next 3 to 6 months, refer them to our real estate sales team. Not only will they get our award-winning service, but this very worthy cause will benefit as well. That is helping the amazing kids at Children's Hospital Los Angeles and the outstanding doctors, nurses, and staff. So anyone who's making a move or might move, refer them to us at www.referralshelpkids.com. And that's what does the trick. It saves the lives of kids and gives them new health and new vitality and new joy. And our second topic is artificial intelligence. Just might have heard in the news last week that Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, was fired abruptly, very abruptly. It's very shocking to people in the tech world, in the AI and technology industry. Very shocked, and the average person should be shocked, because we're talking about life-changing, world-changing technology as big and pervasive and world-changing, life-changing, business-changing, and society-changing as the internet has been. AI is going to be 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times more world-changing. And much faster, because it's AI is programming itself. I've been programming computers since I was 12. I'm very familiar with how it works. I'm not the world's greatest programmer, but I am very knowledgeable for a layman as far as programming, because I've actually done a lot of programming and studied basic programming and COBOL and HTML, JavaScript, Python, and Solidity. So I know a lot about what's going on with programming, and artificial intelligence is different. It's not being programmed to, you know, do this, do that, do the next step, the next step, the next step, as computer programs are normally done. It is programming itself. It is being told, here, we're going to just feed you a whole bunch of information, and then we want you to program yourself based on that. And that's exactly what it's doing. And it's now programming itself faster and faster in ways that humans are not able to really see or understand. And that's just the beginning of computers, which are now much smarter than Einstein and all the other more knowledgeable than, you know, top geniuses. So now everyone on Earth who has access to the internet has access to information that's generally smarter than Einstein and all the others. So that gets dangerous, because that means your kids can figure out how to build a nuclear bomb, and terrorists can figure out how to build a next bigger bomb, a fusion bomb that can blow up the whole world with one blast. That's all part of AI superintelligence. And that's only one of the many countless dangers. The dangers are so real, so many, numerous, and so powerful that it's virtually impossible to not have some major calamities. At a very minimum, we're talking about a actual Orwellian 1984 Logan's Run type of society, where computers are in control and therefore humans lose control of their own lives, as everything is done, planned out by the computer, and anything that's not is considered insidious and extremely dangerous. And then anything the computer does, no matter how insidious and dangerous it is considered good, because it's in charge. So that is the future. And in the meantime, you got to take advantage of the most powerful. If you think the internet is powerful for business, AI, again, is 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times more powerful for business, for creating efficiencies, new services, new wealth, improving, enhancing existing businesses, improving economics tenfold, 100, 1,000-fold, very quickly. So anyone who's not jumping on AI to create that 10x, 100x, 1000x almost overnight is losing out, missing out, because it's competitive. And not only are you competing with other people who are using AI, you're going to be competing more and more with AI itself, which is actually impossible, because there are still some things that humans can do that AI cannot, but it's able to do more and more of what humans can do every day. It's actually moving the mouse cursor on computers right now as we speak to do things that humans used to do on the computer. And one of those things is programming itself. All right, so take a look at that on entar.com, www.entar.com. I'm Corey Chambers, your friend and real estate broker in Los Angeles, serving all of California with Entar Real Estate and Financial Tech. Looking forward to talking to you again very soon. Bye-bye.